Today, the Union of Concerned Scientists and National Resources Defense Council came out with a new analysis that's been released by Environment Florida that finds new fuel efficiency and global warming pollution standards for cars and light trucks would save Florida residents $8.3 million at the gas pump and cut oil use by $3.6 billion in our state per year in 2030. Now, this is important because President Obama and the administration has a historic opportunity coming up to make sure that cars that get 60 miles per gallon are the norm instead of the exception to the rule. And we're urging the president to seize this opportunity.
What are the chances of something that dramatic of passing right now? I think cars probably get in the mid-20s on average miles per gallon, and that's almost doubling it. What are the chances that this would pass the Senate and the House?
Well, this is just something that the administration has to do. So the Obama administration increased the fuel efficiency standards for the first time from 2012 to 2016 models. And it was the largest increase in fuel efficiency in more than 30 years, and it put the first ever global warming tailpipe pollution standards in place for our cars. And so building upon this, later in the month, the Obama administration is going to start developing new fuel efficiency standards and global warming pollution standards for the cars and light trucks for the model years 2017 to 2025. And we're urging him to take this historic opportunity to transform Florida's vehicle fleet by making cars that get 60 miles to the gallon.
And besides just using logic and saying this is what should happen, are there any actions that people are taking to try to convince the Obama administration that this is the right thing to do?
Yeah, definitely. Well, Environment Florida is a part of a nationwide network of groups, the Go 60 Miles Per Gallon Coalition, that's encouraging the Obama administration to increase fuel efficiency standards for cars and light trucks to at least 60 miles per gallon. And we really see this as, you know, a triple win for Florida. Moving to cleaner and more efficient cars is going to help our economy, our energy security, and our environment.
Of course, in Washington, nothing happens unless it's politically popular, generally. What do Americans say about increasing fuel efficiency for cars?
Yeah, the public is overwhelmingly supportive making our cars and trucks cleaner and more efficient. A recent national poll found that 74% of likely voters favor increasing the average fuel efficiency standards for cars and light trucks to 60 miles per gallon by 2025.
Why is it important to spend less on gas and to produce less emissions?
The important thing is transportation is a huge sector that contributes to our global warming pollution, and that's definitely true here in Florida. We see that if we get these new standards of 60 miles per gallon by 2025 and an increase in the global warming pollution standards for tailpipes, we'll cut our global warming pollution nationally by as much as 120 coal-fired power plants. It's just an important step to take in our fight against global warming. And then, you know, it's important for Florida families and households. So, you know, that's a huge savings. In 2030, we saw that Florida households would see a net savings of $734 on their fuel bills, which is, you know, really important to people right now.